Okay.
No, get this thing. No, it was up there and not here. Now it's here and not there. And one more time, it should come up the right way around.
I see it on my computer before next week.
There you go.
Ah. Hi, Kate. Okay, carry on. All right. This is the beginning of the third meeting, the conceptual design meeting. Our agenda should be that we're opening the meeting. I have the minutes from the previous meeting are on the shared drive at this point. And we should each have a presentation to make. We have certain decisions to make, and we have 40 minutes total. It's 25 after 2 at the moment, so 40 minutes is 5 after 3, which I'll be keeping an eye on the clock for us. Okay. They're the decisions we have to turn to, but we'll come back to them in a minute after I take us to the minutes of the previous meeting. Right. As we remember, I opened the meeting, the four of us were present. The meeting, the first meeting's minutes were reviewed and approved. Sarah, you presented a marketing research report, which pretty much represented that 15 to 35 year olds has to be handheld, power, channel, volume, number keys, possibly speech recognition. And then Steph did the second presentation that those functions plus streamlining them with big user-friendly keys that were easy to use. I think all of us agreed with those things. Kate presented a working design of going after going over the basics on the whiteboard, that it should be a simple mass-produced device because of the 12.5 pence cost. But we did talk about possibly using rechargeable batteries and having a docking place as a selling point. And the new requirements that it be for TV only, and that it include the slogan and color of the corporate design be included, the corporate image. So we agreed that the target market would be 15 to 35 with more money than sense that were decision makers. Alternatively, would be a manufacturer to enclose with TV, but it still should meet those parameters. And the function we agreed was volume, power, numbers, enter, channels, a way to move between channels, easy to use and handheld. At that point, we agreed that Sarah would look at the current cost of competition, what do the current ones sell for, and Steph was going to look at ergonomics. Kate was going to look at cost and feasibility of the various possibilities that we discussed, and I was to type up these minutes and work on the final report. Is this a fair presentation of what our last meeting was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So we're ready to close that and go back to our that one. Right. We're up to the point of the go back. The three presentations. So we're going to pull the plug on me and turn to Sarah. Is that okay? Is that all right with everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since Kate asked to be last. Sarah, I'm sorry if I misspelled your name. I didn't know what was S-A-R-A or S-A-R-H. You respond to whatever you get, huh? Okay. Did you do your? Ah, there it is. Ta-da.
Okay. First thing I want to address is one of the points that Florence brought up, which was current cost of the competition devices, similar to the ones that Stephanie showed us, and they're 20 to 60 euros, depending on branding.
Yeah.
Some of them that have higher brand recognition and more expensive end. But I think that with the current price, we're searching for well within, even on the lower end of the market.
Okay.
But I'm going to move on to more interesting, more vibrant things. So I investigated the remote control market in greater detail, and my theme of what I was working on was trend watch. And
okay.
I know that you all are distanced from cutting edge marketing research, so you know, I'm just going to try to cloak in really professional terms here. What's hot? Fruit and veg. Spongy. And this is all over the catwalks, Paris Milan, and I'm talking about clothing, furniture, shoes. This is really interesting change from past years because it is much more organic, some would say approachable. And I think if we're to refashion our view of what we want in a remote control, we should perhaps think about incorporating technologically interesting fabrics and some of the bold colors into a simple handset. So I also did a little research on what, again, are the most important priorities in decision-making about purchasing. Fancy. Functional is out. And the fancy, and that's exactly the term, I'm thinking polished, elegant, you know, kind of innovative, but a cut above. This is twice as important as the next finding, which is technologically innovative. This is interesting because I think in the last meeting we were talking about technology as being so important, but maybe what's innovative is having it simple with technologically superior fabrics or you know, designed in interesting substances. Ease of use, again, pretty low. I mean, it's the top three, but each of the fancy and technologically innovative are far more important. So, I think we should cloak the streamlined remote control device in a series of fruit-themed sleeves.
I think that's a good idea. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like the covers that they use for the
exactly.
remote, you know, your cell phone.
Exactly. I was thinking, though, that instead of having something like patterned, you know, something similar to a summer dress, so, you know, fruit and veg, is that we actually make these spongy. They could be, and initially I thought we could start with kind of fruit that would suit kind of a long handle, so banana, pineapple, and pear. It could actually, the sleeve could take up a lot of the development, and the remote control, we just need to get reductionist on it. They could be interchangeable, they're spongy, that goes back to ergonomic, and the youngsters love them, fun for the whole family, everyone can have their own. So what we're talking about is changing this concept. Everyone has a TV remote, but then we add in the fact that they could each have their own individual fruit. That's what's hot on the catwalks. So this is my, this is what I'm thinking.
In most families, isn't the remote a remote?
Yeah, But I think what this would allow is perhaps a person in the family who had the most opinion about it. We all need a remote, but the person who was really perhaps active in personalizing, I'm thinking the teenager, the someone 15 to 35, would go out and get this additional thing the same way as you mentioned that people would get cell phone covers.
So when your dad's sitting there overriding your decision, going, no, we're going to watch this, you can bring out your own remote and be like, is that, we're going to watch this?
Yeah. And plus, I think.
Well, actually, some households do have 3 and 4 TVs, and they would have a remote for each one. So,
So this is an idea, and I, you know, this is exactly what the research has shown. So I really open this up to any other feedback. This spongy fruit and veg.
Yeah,
thanks.
I think we're going to have some trouble when we get down to the component design.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be difficult, I'm afraid.
As for budgeting as well, if we're going to have lots of different interchangeable.
I just have my ear to the marketplace.
Yeah, well, basically, we can make these things out of wood, titanium, plastic, or rubber. I suppose rubber is the closest.
And sponge. That would add.
I was thinking titanium.
I was thinking, it's just, I have been influenced by pictures of iPods. Mm-hmm. And they're also minimalist and shiny.
They are, and they would fulfill the first priority, which is fancy. I think many of us would associate those with fancy. Something else we could do is call it something that's free-to-menu. Or we could call it a...
Are we talking about the device itself or a cover for the device that be an interchangeable cover as a separate product?
Well, it would be a very simple product that would have a spongy sleeve that would be interchangeable.
Perhaps that does not, that particular suggestion needs to go back to management and perhaps go to another group to actually design as a separate product.
That, you know, that might
Let's
be.
Delegate.
Would that be agreeable?
Titanium.
Would it be helpful if I describe the components of it? Because I think it would give you maybe bring this discussion back to earth of what we can actually physically do.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you want it to be next, or you want Kate to go next?
I think possibly that would be more useful if Kate went next.
Okay, we'll move the.
You can even have them in different flavors as well. So if you can sit there and chew on the remote, it could be like.
Yeah, or smelling,
yeah.
Scratching.
Scratch and sniff.
Well, I was really thinking a lot about the iMac kind of gel gym team. It's hot on the streets.
Right, well, I think some of this, you're going to be a little disappointed with some of the things I have to tell you, but I'm afraid this is the real world. So, I've been looking at the basics of how these devices actually have to work in order to operate. And then I've had some discussions with the manufacturing division who have told me what's actually available, what the current state of the art in components is, and some of the exciting new things they've got, but I'm not sure that it's quite what you want. And this isn't a very good overhead, but this is just to show you, this is the innards of a remote control. I really need pens or anything. Can you see my little mouse pointer?
Mm-hmm.
This is a remote that's been opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the back of the interface. And this is a push button one. So you see these little buttons here, little rubber buttons that go through onto the board at the back, and they push these buttons here. That's the basic construction that we've got to accommodate. We've got to have something that pushes the little buttons that talk to the chip, that encodes the message, that sends the message to the receiver. So, I want to go through not just addressing the points that you made, Sarah, but giving my presentation in the order I wrote it. So first of all, I want to talk about what possibilities we've got for the energy source. We can have the bog standard double A batteries in a replaceable little compartment. We can have
a wind up,
yeah. Which I think is quite an interesting concept for the remote control, but it maybe is, doesn't quite go with the fruit and veg.
All right.
One that I think is quite interesting.
Remember, we only have 40 minutes.
You actually get the energy by moving the device. It means that if it's sitting there for a long time, it probably won't work, but you have to sort of throw it between your hands if it doesn't work. Or we have talked about solar power, but I think we agree that that's not so good in the dark. Now, I'm afraid this is the options we've got on the case. It can be made of plastic, rubber, wood, if you like. Or titanium. And the nearest we've got to spongy there, I guess, is rubber, but I'm going to come back to the advantage of titanium. And basically, it can have a flat surface, a curved surface, or a double curved surface, but I think if we want to use standard components, we're going to have difficulty with anything much beyond that. Okay, what does the interface look like? Well, push button, that's the one we're all familiar with. We can have strong buttons, and the strong button can incorporate a push, so you can have it like on a mouse, where you can use it to go up and down, change volume or channels, and like that, and push to select something. You can have multiple scroll buttons. This is maybe getting a little bit complicated, but the technology is there. And we can also incorporate an LCD display in the remote, but this will increase the cost. The electronics actually makes the device work. We've basically got three simple regular farms, and the price goes up. If we want a nice cheap one, simple, then we can only have good keys. Any other fancy interface designs go out of them, I'm afraid. Pay a little bit more for a regular chip, and you can have scroll buttons. If you want the advanced chip, it obviously costs more, but that's what you need if you want the LCD display. And the manufacturing division tell me that they have recently developed sample sensor, sample speaker devices. Now, I don't know what that is, but I think they think it's quite important and we might want to incorporate it somewhere. Our real expertise is in push buttons, I have to say, but maybe you think that's old technology. And, well, I think we've got two options. We can either go for a really cheap model, keep all the costs down, which means a flat plastic case with an ordinary battery and simple push buttons, or we can have something that looks a bit nicer, I think. It won't necessarily look like a pineapple, but may or may not be a but it could have an LCD screen, and it could have multiple scroll buttons, and it could have the company's new development of the sample sensing speaker. So, thank you.
That sounds good. Any idea, you mentioned that there would be a cost difference. Do you have any idea if the fancy model could be done in €12.50?
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't have that information available. Manufacturing can't actually attach any prices to any of this.
Because, you know, I'm being quite serious when I say that the things I mentioned are hot. But I think the important thing might be to choose one. You know, if what you're telling me is some of these things aren't feasible, maybe we could do something about naming. We call it, you know, BlackBerry.
Bear in mind, it has to be the colours and styles of the company. So what I've been thinking was something chunky and yellow and plastic with black funds for the new one.
Alright, well, let's see.
But, I don't know how important that is, to keep it exactly the colours of the real reaction company. It's just what I'd understood, you know, and that's before I heard about all this hot tips for the future.
But yeah, I'm trying to streamline mine.
A double coloured rubber one, which would allow, say, a banana. But unfortunately, I see from my notes that if we do that, we have to have a push pull in front of us without the other one fancy.
Shall we wait till so I showed you what, my extensive presentation on what sort of interfaces are available.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
You did seem to include just in more detail what I've got, so sometimes a bit pointless. FN and F8.
Yes. There we go.
I don't have a magnet.
And I think Florence resolved it by.
Do it again. Keep doing it until you get it in both. You get it there, you get it yours without that one, and then you get it with both.
Just do it again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This time it should come up both.
Right. I don't actually have a huge amount of different information in
the okay.
process. Just but my method was to look at the my inspirations, which was a big collection of lots of different models of remote controls and other things that use a similar sort of thing, including amplifiers, hi-fi remotes, not just television, those things. Having a think about the features of each one, what functions they actually need, and then how to group and arrange these on the actual plastic or rubber handheld piece. I've been especially interested in the iPod-style scroll wheel, I couldn't find the picture of the iPod that was linked to a web browser, so I couldn't copy and paste it. But it had a similar thing to this thing on the right. It has scroll wheels without a display, but they scroll like a computer mouse. So I was thinking that a really simple interface with just a couple of scroll things on it. And then instead of a display, the display could appear on the television screen, like, I guess, an existing Sky or cable one does. Like, you know, you press enter and it comes up with what's showing on that channel at the moment, and you can scroll along and it'll show you what's on the next half hour. You can scroll up and you can see what's on the other channels while you're watching the same channel on the screen. But I've also eagerly taken with this chunky plastic kiddie remote, which is really nice and fun and good to hold and nice, big, easy buttons to press, but still quite simple and quite cost effective. So what seems kind of ideal for me would be to just have a fairly simple, and not fancy, but not totally minimalist, just pretty simple plastic. Probably, I was thinking yellow and black, just because that's the company's colours, with very, very few buttons, but that would correspond to a screen that would appear on the television screen, like, you know, just small along the bottom, instead of having the iPod style display screen on the actual remote, which is quite expensive.
Mm.
And when you've got a screen sitting there in front of you, you might as well have it appearing on the screen in front of you. It doesn't obscure much of the actual picture you're watching. And so on that you can, just much in the same way as an existing Sky remote, scroll along, scroll up and down.
Yeah, absolutely support that idea.
And I definitely support the use of plastic and or rubber. And titanium would be great, but I think it might be a bit too expensive and too kind of spacey. If we're trying to keep it colourful and slightly organic, titanium is too futuristic.
It's difficult to make fancy shapes in it as well. We can't, for example,
yeah,
have a double curved case in titanium.
Whereas a plastic so cheap and easily mouldable and everything else. then
the having the screen on the television screen, I think, is a good idea, because otherwise we're putting up the price not only for putting through the LCD in, but for the electronics as well.
And it's a little bit pointless too, I think. Like when you've got the screen there, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a little menu showing. Yeah, a menu, you go into a menu and you can have your different options where you want to change the settings, or the information about the program that's on at the moment. I don't think that's too taxing to the engineer. but as for actually arranging, I'm going to go back to the picture of the kiddie one. And I quite like it because it's just smooth and handheld, and it's got these easily reachable buttons quite nicely spaced out, so something a bit like that with buttons arranged in a kind of circle, up, down, left, right.
Do you want scroll buttons in that as well?
I was thinking not actually scroll like a mouse scroll, but you know, I can't quite describe it. I think, right, see, on the one on the right, down at the bottom, is the mouse, yeah, see where the mouse is? Like
mm-hmm.
this style thing, where you have up, down, left, and right.
Yeah.
And enter in the middle, so you pick your menu, and then your different options, and then when you click on each one, you can go into a new menu for that. I'm getting a bit specific here. Maybe we'd have to
yeah.
use something to show you.
A nice clean design that's playing to our strengths, which are in push button technology.
To make it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, nice.
The iPod spinning wheel is really complicated.
Huh.
It does scroll, but it is hugely complicated.
Mm.
That's what we got.
Wow.
Anyway, terrible. But they all have this feature of this, it's not quite a scroll wheel, but
it's a selection wheel.
It's a kind of selection in this circle, which I think is a really good idea.
But we can implement it with simple push buttons.
Yeah.
Which is much cheaper.
Like, up, down, left, and right. Which is good. And then, yeah, so I mean, either a channel up and down, volume up and down, next appearing programs up and down, and then also when you get to the different menus on the screen, it's got things like settings and contrast.
Okay.
And then, so all you really need is these four buttons with the enter in the middle.
Okay.
Almost impossible in this place, or
it is. Do you think with it seems that you guys are quite keen on the plastic, perhaps something reminiscent of the tiles. Do you think we could put it in a food coloring and have it abstract? You know, we could call it like a food name, but it would be a little bit more abstract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could actually do it in rubber instead of plastic if you'd rather.
Or call it a banana and have it in yellow.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we need to be a little bit more abstract if the design.
Okay.
So something else I'm drawing to your attention is, have you seen these on the road? This is actually the volume up and down. But they both say V on them, which when you first look at it, you expect that to be the down because it looks like a downward pointing arrow, but it's actually the V to indicate that it's the volume. So we do need to avoid little ambiguities like these.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't have a specific volume up and down. If we're having the scroll wheel, then it's going to double up as all the other up and down functions.
Okay. I want to thank you all for all your presentations. We have about 10 minutes left, in which time we have to make some decisions on the remote control concepts. And I think you all have been self-stimulating of working together. We need to come up with some specifics of the components, the materials, things like making the decision on the energy, and the case and the interface type things. So let's, right. They want us to decide what form of energy are we going to use, which the choices that we've discussed were pretty much battery, kinetic, or solar. This is where Kate's expertise comes in, and our decision making will be a little bit guided by Kate at this point. You were saying that the kinetic would be useful, that is, you just have to move it some and you'd be able to use it, as opposed to battery that you have to either put it in a recharger or keep replacing the batteries, or solar that you'd have difficulty with it if it's a dark day, that it'll die on you and no way to do it. That's the day you want to use the TV. So what's our pleasure here? What would be the cost consequences of each of the three?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have cost information.
Okay.
In terms of workability, I think the two front ones are the standard battery or the kinetic.
Okay. What's the feelings of the group on the kinetic?
I use kinetic in terms of watches, and it's very, very handy. You don't even notice.
Sounds great. I've never come across it before, but it sounds fantastic. Seems like it could be really good, economical. Mm-hmm. It would make the whole thing a lot lighter, more convenient.
It could tie in with the fanciful design.
It's really quite attractive.
Throw the
banana, isn't it?
You just got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
So the consensus seems to be use the kinetic if it's at all possible.
But it does depend how much
it costs.
I mean, how much it costs and how much more development in this actually is.
And how much you do have to keep it moving. Conscious that watching TV can be quite acidic, so much more expensive.
But I could market that as a.
Do your exercises while you're watching the TV.
I was thinking actually a cost saving down the road in terms of battery.
More environmental friendly.
Thanks for the reminder for 5 minutes to finish. Thanks. The next thing that they wanted us to do was look at chip on print as a decision.
Oh, right, okay. That's something I maybe should have covered. Chip on print is just a manufacturing technique.
Oh.
I would certainly have done it, I think, because I'm not sure I have an alternative.
Okay. What about the key? The way we progress on.
You print onto the circuit board like you might print onto paper.
Oh, okay. What about the case? I think they're talking there about, do we want wood, plastic, titanium, or rubber? And I think we've discussed not having titanium. One, it's too expensive. And second, it will do this double curves. We've sort of eliminated wood. We said plastic or rubber. What's the pleasure?
Well, if Sarah's keen on a spongy feel, the rubber that we're talking about is the same as you have in those little stress balls.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Absolutely.
What about you?
Do you not think it might need, like, a kind of a hard plastic inner shell with the actual delicate workings inside, and then a kind of spongy...
Kind of like an internal egg.
Cover.
Yeah. Spongy cover, so it feels like the whole thing's spongy, but actually you're not damaging anything by
plastic inside.
Because I mean, could you take it away with
manufacturing again about whether that's actually possible? But I agree, it sounds like a nice idea.
You do get that carried away with things that are tactile. You just want to
struggle. Okay. The next part they want is the user interface concept. I'm sorry to push you, but we only have a couple minutes to finish with.
Then I'll just add support either from a marketing point of view or supporting the decision that the designers make.
Okay, and it says interface. What type and what supplements?
Copy the one on the left. No, scroll. Well, like four buttons. Up, down, left, and right, with enter in the middle, that will correspond to a menu on the screen.
Which I think technically is just push button, isn't it? I sort of
like push button
quite a lot, and it's something that we're the company the next one time.
So push buttons.
Okay. That's that. This is going to sound weird, but the next meeting starts 30 minutes. And they actually want a look and feel design, user interface design. You can look and see this as well as I can. Marketing, they want product evaluation.
Oh my,
I'm sorry.
That's why I was looking for you, Sean.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Missed that one. This ought to be fun trying to get this thing to work. Ta-da.
I think the company is its next project should design a better overhead
device. Yes, because I can't even see mine. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. These are the individual actions. Yeah, right. The look and feel design is for Kate. Steph gets the user interface design. You get product evaluation. The two of you get to play with a modeling clay to do a prototype. And everybody gets individual instructions in the usual way. Anything else we need to do? Go to it. And that's the end of this meeting. That's for her benefit.
That's really all I